really here to hear this exciting program that you've developed. Let me just step back for a moment to say it is a larger issue on the table while we meet today, and that is, how does the United States want to relate to China? Let's be honest, we have kind of a divided mindset on this question. 28 years ago, when the United States started its open discussions, we adopted a national strategy that was in our interests to engage China. We felt it was in our best interest to bring China into the international system of states and to gradually open up the areas where we work together. But we've got a lot of the architecture of internationalism in the United States that's built around containment, not engagement. And when we had the controversies in the 90s about space and China, we embraced a lot of containment strategies for dealing with China at the very time when our national strategy is engagement. And we now are living with that frustration, that tension. We've got elements of the United States government that think we shouldn't talk to anybody in China, that somehow if we don't talk to you, that you're not going to develop a booster or you're not going to develop a satellite, which I think it's kind of remarkable. I think you've now had, with your Long March missile, I think 46 consecutive successful launches. So somehow our strategy of containment, if it's the goal is to keep you from becoming a space-faring nation, isn't working. So we really ought to be thinking again about this very question. And the role of this session, and I hope other sessions, is that we start thinking again about how we want to relate to China. And I'm glad you're here. I find it exciting to have you here. There are going to be elements where, frankly, your country and our country, we're not going to agree on things. But that doesn't mean that your answer is that you stop talking. Stop talking with each other. We need to talk all the time with each other. And especially find those areas where we can work with each other. And I think that's the purpose of our meeting today. So we're excited to have you here. We're glad that you are in Washington. We're glad that you're having discussions with NASA and other elements of the government, especially in anticipation of President Hu's visit. I think we need to be working together on these matters, and I welcome you. Glad that you are with us here today. Vincent, let me ask you to come up and to really get our session going, but I just had to get that off my chest and talk to everybody and welcome you here. So thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much, John. So, yes, it is a pleasure today to have a Chinese delegation. We are lucky that they are willing to introduce, to provide us with an overall view of their space program, and including human space flight. So we'll just one detail before we start. You have the translators here. Channel 1 is for English normally, and channel 2 is for Chinese. And please, at the end, bring them back on the table. So do we...
For the translation?
Yeah.
The courtesy translation.
You're going to translate?
Yeah.
You don't want to go in the booth there?
The courtesy translation.
Courtesy translation, okay. So maybe we will not need the machine. We're going to try to translate from the panel here. So Mr. Luo, it's a pleasure to have you here. Your presentation is ready. Whenever you can start.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, friends, American friends, ladies and gentlemen.
首先我应该代表我们中国国家航天局，也代表我们这个代表团的小组。
First, on behalf of China National Space Administration and also my team, I would like to welcome everybody this afternoon to hear my presentation.
这个我也要首先感谢 S CSIS 这个邀请我来, 给了我这么一个好的机会, 能够介绍中国航天的发展情况。
I also appreciate CSIS invitation for me to bring knowledge about Chinese space program to you.
这个下面我就开始介绍 我的报告。
Next, I would like to go on to my presentation.
这个主要是要介绍中国航天的这个未来的一些发展计划, 但是我想首先回顾一下我们中国航天的发展情况。
So, to start with, I would like to review the history of the Chinese space program.
中国航天是1956年创建, 今年是整整50年了。
Our space program started in 1956, which is we're marking the 50th anniversary this year.
现在我们正在国内这个筹划一系列的庆祝活动。
Now we're preparing a series of celebration activities for the 50 years anniversary.
这个50年来中国航天发展应该说取得了很大的这个成就。The
past 50 years we have achieved a lot.
最主要的我认为是我们建立了一个完整的航天科学技术研究生产试验的这么一个体系。
The most important thing is that we have established a system that is autonomously able to manufacture, research, design, manufacture and testing all space facilities.
我们拥有20多万人的研制生产的队伍，科学实验队伍。
We have a team of about 200,000 people that is involved in these activities.
拥有100多家研制生产 这个试验的这个单位。
We have over 100 institutes, enterprises, and organizations that is involved in the manufacturing, the designing, and the testing of all space facilities.
大家知道，在冷战时期，50年代到60年代这段时间，航天发展主要是研制一些防御性的武器。 真正航天，中国航天的发展，民用航天的发展，是从60年代末期开始。
The 60s are mostly focusing on the weapon development. Our real space activity started in the late 60s.
我们发射的第一颗卫星是1970年的4月24号。
The first satellite was launched from China in April 24th, 1970.
我们叫它是一个里程碑的事件。
We call it a milestone event.
所以应该说我们第二个重大的里程碑事件应该说是中国的载人航天从98年一直到去年的神舟6号发射我们叫这是第二个卫星试验。 We now work on the third milestone event, which is explosion to the lunars, to the moon.
Vehicles for different payloads in different orbits.
目前的这个运载能力在近地轨道，我们大概是9吨左右，同步轨道5吨左右。
Our capacity currently to low Earth orbit is 9 metric tons, and to a geostationary orbit is more than 5 metric tons.
最近5年，我们连续发射了24次，都取得了成功。
In the past 5 years, we have achieved 24 consecutive success.
96年10月份以来，我们一共进行了46次发射， 100%都取得了成功。
Since the October 1996, up to now, we have 46 consecutive success, which is 100% success.
包括发射的23颗卫星和6艘宇宙飞船。
Including 23 satellites launched into orbit and 6 manned and unmanned missions.
但整体来讲，从1970年，我们一共进行了88次发射，成功81次。
For overall speaking, we started from the 1970, a total of 88 launches and 81 was successful.
看来我们这个成功率还要努力。
We still need to increase our reliability.
这个从85年来 以来，我们中国的润载火箭给国际上提供商业发射服务，一共发射了28颗国外制造的卫星。
Starting from 1985, we have started our commercial activities, and we launched up to 28 commercial satellites into orbit.
这个数也是小的，只是作为国际市场的一个补充而已。
That's a small figure, and only a supplement to international commercial launch market.
大家可能看到的这个图，这是我们研制的各种不同的润载火箭。
These are the different kind of launch vehicle that you see on the picture.
实际当中，目前我们已经收缩，主要是有5种火箭投入使用。
In fact, we have concentrated these all kinds of launch vehicle into 5 major series.
这个人关于人造卫星，我前面提到了，从1970年我们4月24号发射第一颗卫星，到现在我们已经发射了有70颗卫星将近。
For satellite area, which is the second area that we have launched more than 70 satellites since 1970s.
一个有5个卫星的系列，通信卫星、这个反馈式的卫星、气象卫星、实践科学卫星和地球资源卫星，一共是5个卫星的系列。
We have separated our satellites into 5 different series, which is Earth observation satellites, telecommunication satellites, meteorological satellites, Earth resource satellites.
目前我们正在研制这个海洋卫星系列和这个导航卫星的系列。
Currently, we're developing 2 more series into this operational system, which is one is oceanography, the other one is navigation system.
但是我们目前的导航卫星只是区域性的这个导航。
But our navigation system is mostly regional navigation system.
这个在研制通信研制这个国内卫星的同时，我们很重视这个空间技术的这个应用。
During the research and development of space technologies and satellites, we're also focusing a lot of our attention into space applications.
在卫星的遥感、通信、导航等等方面，我们都这个应用都取得了这个显著的社会效益和经济效益。
We have achieved a lot of social and economic benefits in remote sensing, telecommunications, and navigations.
就我们的通信卫星和气象卫星应该应用的是比较普及，也是应用的比较好。
The meteorological and telecommunication satellite has been well used.
像通信卫星，我们在广播电视、远程教授这方面得到了充分的应用。
And the telecommunication satellite has been used for TV and radio broadcasting and tele-educations and many other areas.
目前我们利用 WeSat 这个系统实现了边远地区的这个通信网络，实现了这个农村之间这个村村都可以通。
We have a national program which is connecting all villages in China, and we're using VSAT technologies in remote areas so that all villages in China can have access to telecommunications.
像中国这个，我们可能有些朋友去过中国，像云南这些偏远的地方，贵州，我们都是通过通信卫星实现的村村通。联合国亚太经社会、联合国，这个最近几年连续都在中国召开这个培训这方面的这个现场会议，介绍这方面的经验。
Some of you might have been to China. You know the remote areas in Yunnan province and Guizhou province. Those provinces are connected with VSAT and other telecommunication satellite technologies. And you also know that UN ASCAP is holding many workshops in China to introduce these technologies.
气象卫星，我们现在极轨气象卫星和静止气象卫星，现在中国的气象日报，我们都是依靠我们自己制造的这个卫星进行天气日报。
In the meteorological satellite series, we have both geostationary satellite and polar orbit satellites, and we're using we're depending 100% on our national meteorological satellite series for our weather forecast and weather report.
我们的地球资源卫星和海洋卫星这个应用也是做得不错，目前已经数据存档达到80万件。像海洋卫星，我们获取的数据是1830轨，并广泛应用于100多个部门。
For Earth observations and oceanographies, we also collected number of data. For the Earth observation, we have collected more than 800,000 scenes, and also for oceanography, we have collected more than 1,830 orbits of images.
现在我们的通信广播电视这个覆盖在中国像中国这样子的一个国土已经覆盖达到了 94%几。
For telecommunications and radio and TV broadcasting, we are covering more than 94% in all of China.
基本上遍及全国，我们一共建立了有 4万多个 VSAT 站。
And in the whole country, we have established more than 40,000 VSAT stations.
这个在另外一个领域就是空间科学领域，我们也取得了长足的进步。
The third area I would like to focus is the space science areas.
我们这个吴继主任是我们中国科学院，他是空间科学研究中心的主任。
Professor Ji Wu with me today is the Director General of the CSSAR from the Chinese Academy of Sciences.
这个我们在空间的物理、环境、天文、微重力科学、空间生命科学和空间地球科学。 这些学科方面都取得了很大的这个发展。
We have achieved substantial progress in space physics, space biology, space solar theory research, and earth observations and research in many areas.
我们在前几年自行自己研制发射了有5颗科学卫星。前年，从2000年我们又跟欧洲空间就是联合研制发射了2颗空间科学卫星。
We have autonomously researched and developed 5 scientific experimental satellites. And also, starting from 2000, we have jointly manufactured 2 satellites for Earth physics and physics study.
这个大家都知道，中国取得最显著成就的就是在载人航天方面。
Everybody know that China's biggest achievement is in the manned mission.
从99年。 我们到2002年，我们发射了4艘这个无人的这个试验飞船。
From 1999 to 2002, we have launched 4 unmanned missions. Next page, please.
2003年10月份，我们首次这个实现了这个载人航天的飞行。
And
2003年10月。
In 2003, in October, we have achieved the first manned mission.
这个这一次我们是载的当时宇航员是一名宇航员。
And that was the single astronaut mission.
去年的12月，10月12日到17日，我们进行了第二次载人航天飞行，又取得了完满成功。这一次是双人5天的太空飞行，完成了我国第一次有人参与的空间科学实验。
In October, between October 12th to 17th, 2005, which was last year, we have achieved a 2-man, 5-day mission, which had completed a attended space experimental test.
所以短短的50年，真正发展民用航天，我们用了34年的时间，应该说取得了很大的这个成就。中国过去我们有一句话。 叫一穷二白，在基本上没有什么基础的情况下，应该说取得了很大的成就。
So it was a very short 50 years. In fact, it was only 30 years for civil space activities that we have conducted, and we have achieved a lot. In China, we have a saying that we started our space activities from scratch, and this has been something we have achieved.
这个与此同时，我们在自行发展这个航天技术。 进行科学实验的同时，我们也很重视国际合作。
At the same time of our autonomous development, we also pay great attention to international cooperations.
目前我们与南美洲、与欧洲、俄罗斯、亚太地区的空间合作都取得了很实质性的进展。
Now we have achieved substantial cooperation achievement with the Latin Americans, with Europe, with Russia, and with Asia.
我们跟巴西联合研制，目前的协议合作的卫星是5颗卫星。
We jointly make, in according with the agreement and also achievement we have made, we're going to make 5 satellites with Brazil.
2颗卫星是在轨运行，明年会发射第3颗卫星。
Out of these 5, 2 has been launched, 2 have been launched into orbit, and we're launching the 3rd one next year.
我们跟欧洲空间局的合作也取得了很实质性的进展。 就是2002年到2003年，我们连续发射了两颗卫星，欧洲空间就提供四颗卫星，我们两颗卫星，就是联合测进行测量，进行空间这个测量。
We also have achieved a substantial cooperation with ESA, especially in the Double Star program in cooperation with Cluster 2. We launched both satellites in end of 2003 and mid-2004 consecutively.
我们跟俄罗斯的合作也取得了很多实质性的进展，现在建立了两国政府的这个联合委员会。
Our cooperation with Russia also went very well, and we have achieved an intergovernmental committee for our space cooperation.
开展了50多项这个实质性的合作项目。
More than 50 projects are undertaking, are undergoing between China and Russia for cooperation in space.
我们在亚太区域，这个我们也开展了实质性的合作，现在有7个国家参加联合研制卫星，科学实用卫星。
In the Asia Pacific region also we have started very many initiatives. One of the program, a scientific experimental program, was participated by 7 countries in this region.
在去年11月份，8个国家联合签署了组建亚太空间合作组织的协议。
In November 2005, we have a total of 8 countries that have signed the treaty for establishing Asia Pacific Space Cooperation Organization.
我们希望要建立一个亚太空间合作组织。
We hope to establish a space organization or space agency for the region for space cooperation.
共同合作，共同来发展这个航天技术。共同来进行航天技术的应用。
For common progress and for our common application of space technologies.
这个经过我们自己的努力，不仅目前我们研制卫星满足我们自己的需要，而且我们现在的通信卫星可以整新，这个向国外进行出口。目前已经签署了几个合同。
With our own effort, we were able to develop our own satellite platform that can be used commercially on telecommunication satellites. And we have achieved several commercial contracts for exporting our commercial satellites.
所以我花一个很简短的时间，大致地回顾了中国航天近30年，特别是近10年来发展的这个主要情况。
So that was a brief introduction of our past 30 years of or 50 years of development in space.
下面我主要向大家介绍一下中国航天未来的发展计划。
But next I will use the majority of my presentation time to focusing on the future programs that we intend to do in the coming years.
今后一段时间我们要首先要发展进入空间的能力。
The first area, of course, is the further development of our capacity for access to space.
这就是我们最近正在加紧研制的新一代的运载火箭。
This is what we are intensively developing now, which is what we call a greater launch vehicle.
我们希望把运载能力进入空间的运载能力低轨道能达到25吨左右。
We hope to upgrade our launching capacity to low Earth orbit from 9 metric tons to 25 metric tons.
静止轨道，我们希望达到15吨左右。
And the geostationary orbit up to 15 metric tons.
关键还要解决这个新一代运载火箭是一个环保型的运载火箭，无毒无污染。
And the most important thing is that the new generation launch vehicle would be non-toxic and non-pollution.
成本还要低，这个可靠性还要提高。
With lower cost and higher reliability.
而且将来我们的这个组装的时间也要加快，都适应模块化。
And the launch vehicle will also be modulated so that it can be assembled very quickly in accordance with the payload.
这个火箭是一个大型的运载火箭，直径达到5米左右。
The diameter of this fairing of this launch vehicle would be 5 meters.
目前我们的运载火箭的直径是3.35米和2.25米这样子的一个直径。
Where in comparison, our current fairing diameter would be 3.35 to 2.25 meter.
我们经过将近10年的技术攻关，现在关键的技术发动机 全部已经突破了关键技术。
In the past 10 years, we have achieved all the major technology breakthroughs, including thrusters and engines that will be used on this new generation launch vehicle.
我们计划在2010年左右实现首飞要。
The first maiden voyage of this launch vehicle is slotted for 2010.
第二个方面，我们要把重点放在开发对地观测卫星这方面。
The second area is focusing on the Earth Observation Satellite Series.
主要是在资源卫星、气象卫星、海洋系列卫星这方面，重点是要开发这些卫星的高分辨率光学遥感卫星。 包括新一代的陆地资源卫星、新一代的静止轨道光学气象卫星、电磁监测、海洋动力环境卫星。
These include Earth resource satellites, meteorological satellites, and ocean satellites. We're focusing on the technology of high resolutions, including in geostationary meteorological satellites, oceanography satellites, dynamic measuring satellites, and magnetic field research satellites.
我们今后几年要建成一个对地观测的一个卫星的一个星座，这个星座主要是用在环境和灾害的监测日报。
We are also developing a constellation of Earth observation satellites, which will be used for environmental protection and disaster monitoring.
将来不仅仅是满足我们国家自身的需要，亚太地区乃至全世界都可以提供这个服务。
This satellite not only fulfills the demand for national demands, but also can help regional or even international efforts.
在地地观测卫星方面，我们要开发高分辨率的立体测头卫星。
In Earth Observation Satellite Series, we will also develop a high-resolution stereo imaging satellite.
主要这个卫星要满足1:5万比例尺的地形图。 所要求的原始影像地面分辨率，以及相应的平面误差和高层误差的这些精度要求。
This satellite will be used for a mapping purpose of the ratio of up to 1:50,000 ratio for mapping series, and this is providing original images for the mapping.
同时，也要兼顾1:2.5万或者更大比例尺的。 地头的修车及国土资源调查等方面的需求。
This also will be used to 1:25,000 ratio mapping purpose for the corrections and precise measurement.
这些技术指标我就不介绍了。我们计划2008年左右要发射这样一颗卫星。
I would not go into details for the technical details, but the satellite will be launched in 2008.
这个明年我们将要发射一颗。 这个资源卫星叫资源一号02B型，这是我们跟巴西合作的。
Next year we will be launching a CBERS China Brazil Earth Resource Satellite called CBERS 2B, and the satellite will be has been jointly researched and manufactured with Brazil.
它和现在在轨有两颗这样子的卫星跟巴西合作的，它的不同之处是我们要上一个高分辨率的这个相机，达到2.36米。
We have already launched two CBERS satellites into orbit, and the difference between this one and the previous two was that we're going to put a high-resolution camera on board, which is 2.36-meter
resolution.
We're currently working very closely with Brazilians to develop the CBERS 3 and 4.
这个资源卫星，我们将来是我们和巴西联合研制的第二代资源卫星，它的技术指标都有大幅度的提高。This
what we call second generation Earth resource satellite will have a upgrade all of the technical parameters.
另外一个方面就是我们在气象卫星方面，我们也要抓紧研制新一代的气象卫星。
And in meteorological satellites, we will also develop a new generation meteorological satellite.
这个我国目前第一代静止气象卫星已经发射了3颗，"十一五"期间我们还要发射4颗。 这个气象卫星，就禁止气象卫星。
那
十一，
在十一五就今后五年。
In the coming 5 years, we'll be launching
几个？七个？
四颗在发射。
Four meteorological satellites. 这样能够保证这个禁止气象卫星啊能够连续运行。This will ensure the continuity of the meteorological satellite data.
这些具体的技术指标我就不介绍了。
And I will not go into detail for the technical details.
同时，我们正在加紧研制这个风人三号，就是极轨气象卫星。
We're also intensively developing a Feng Yun FY number 3 polar orbit meteorological satellite.
这个我们计划明年要发射极轨这个气象卫星，这是新一代的气象卫星。
We will be launching that satellite next year. This is a new generation meteorological satellite.
同时，我们正在抓紧研制风人四号，这也是新一代的这个气象卫星。
We're also developing a new generation geostationary satellite for meteorological purpose, which is FY number 4.
所以中国的这个气象卫星，这个中国政府啊，说明对我们这个对国民经济服务的国民经济是非常重视的。我们在十五期间拿出了50亿，中国在航天的投资不算很多的，50亿用于这个气象卫星的研制，在十一五预计比这个投资水平还要高一些。
We have focused on our meteorological satellite development research in the past 5 years. In the previous 5 years, we spent about $1.2 billion US dollars for developing the new generation meteorological satellites. And in the coming 5 years, we'll develop the satellite also with the same equivalent category of investment from the Chinese government.
目前我们正在研制第二颗这个海洋卫星，我们叫做海洋一号 B 星，这个是今年在下半年晚些时候我们要发射。
We're also developing and researching on the oceanography satellite, which is called HY1B series, and that satellite will be launched by end of this year.
它这个高度是798公里。主要的有效载荷是四波段的 CCD 相机，它的分辨率达到250米左右，十个波段海洋水色扫描仪式。
And its orbit is 795 kilometers with four band CCD camera and with resolution up to 250 and 10 band multi-spectrum watercolor imager.
同时，我们正在抓紧研制海洋动力环境卫星，这是一个新型的卫星。
We're also developing a oceanography dynamic study satellite. That's a new satellite.
这个主要是用于监测海洋的这个动力环境，包括海面的风场、海面的高度场、浪场、海洋的重力场等等。
This new series of satellite will be mostly focusing on the monitoring of the ocean power, including the waves, the wind.And the gravity field of the ocean.
主要有三个有效载荷，一个是微波辐射剂，一个是散射剂，还有一个是高度计，雷达高度计。
And on the screen, you can see some of the payloads on board the satellite.
计划是2008年发射。
The satellite will be launched by 2008.
前面我已经提到了，我们要建立一个用于环境和灾害的卫星星座。这个星座是由八颗卫星组成，四颗光学星，四颗雷达星。
Just now we have mentioned that we're developing a satellite constellation for disaster monitoring and earth and environment control. And this satellite will be formed by 8 satellites. Out of that, 4 was optical and 4 radar set.
我们计划明年要完成两颗光学星，一颗雷达星的发射。
And next year we'll be launching 2 optical and 1 radar set into orbit.
剩下来的我们两种方式，一个方面我们希望和国际合作，来共同来组成这个星座；一个方面我们国家也会拉出一部分资金来完善这个星座的建立。
The rest of the constellation, there are two ways. One is to seek extensive international cooperation, to complete the satellite constellation. The other way is to further invest by the Chinese government to establish and complete the system.
目前在我们全球来看, 还没有一个
Currently, globally speaking, there is no constellation that is dedicated to disaster monitoring and environmental control. So I certainly hope more countries can participate in the construction of this constellation.
这个也是非常的支持，希望早日建成这个星座。
The United Nations also expressed their support to this constellation and hope to complete this constellation as soon as possible.
我们正在研究要研制一颗电磁监视的这个追踪用于这个地震这方面的卫星。
We are also developing a new satellite that is for monitoring of the Earth. Magnetic and electronic field for the prediction of earthquake. Earthquake prediction has been a difficult issue to all over the world. Earthquake is devastating to humanity and brings a lot of damage.
现在有好几个国家都在下决心来解决这个问题，利用空间技术。
I understand there are more than one country that is dedicated to a system that can resolve this problem.
所以中国政府非常重视这个问题，也是准备拿出一部分资金来利用空间技术来解决这些问题。
The Chinese government is willing to invest a certain amount of money to make research in this area.
这个通信广播卫星大家都很清楚，这个是个非常成熟的技术。但是在我们中国的这个，我们下一步的发展主要是有这么一些方面。As
everybody knows, the telecommunication satellite has been a mature technology in China, but we're going to focusing on the following aspects of development.
我们要在今年，我们将要发射我们自行研制的大容量的通信卫星。
This year we'll be launching the first satellite telecommunication satellite that is based on the large satellite capacity platform.
同时我们要研制一颗公益性的通信广播卫星，主要是用于远程教育和这个应急通信的需要。
We are also developing a what we call public telecommunication satellite that is going to be used for telecommunications and tele-education in remote areas, including the emergency telecommunication.
同时我们也在开展禁止轨道的移动通信、宽带多媒体、包括音频直播等背景型号的这个卫星关键技术的攻关。We're
also focusing on technology breakthroughs in geostationary satellites in the mobile telecommunication series functions and wideband communications.
这些技术我知道在美国来说是非常成熟的。我八几年我就开始访问美国，美国在通信卫星方面应该世界一流。
I know that these technologies are mature technologies, and since the 1980s, I have visited the U.S. and I know these technologies are very much mature.
目前像我们的通信卫星，现在今年将要发射的这个设计寿命15年左右，它的功率1万瓦左右，将来到15000瓦左右。
The design lifetime of the telecommunication satellite platform will be 15 years in China, and the power working power of the satellite is 10 kilowatts.
重量卫星重量是五吨左右。
The weight of the satellite is about 5 metric tons.
这个今年、明年、后年，每年我们大概现在包括跟国外研制的这些通信卫星，大概每年都有这样子的大容量通信卫星的发射。
This year and the years to come, which is next year and the year after, we will have telecommunication satellite launching campaigns every year.
所以我们解决了最近几年解决了什么问题呢？就是通过自行研制 就是大容量通信卫星不仅仅是能满足我们自己国家的需要，而且能够为国外研制这样大型的大容量的通信卫星。
So what we have done is that we not only fulfilled our national demand based on these technology development, but we can also export these satellites for other countries on commercial purposes for telecommunications.
这个通信卫星的内容比较多，我不都一一做介绍了。这个我们现在正在开展这个导航定位卫星的这个研究。
Telecommunication satellite covers many areas, and I would not focusing on that. Next, I would like to briefly speak about the construction of navigation satellite system.
大家都知道，我们已经在轨运行有三颗导航定位卫星。随后我们要陆续发射导航定位卫星，主要是解决一个区域通信的问题，主要是满足我们国家自行的这些应用的需要。
As everybody know that we have already have three geostationary navigation satellite has been launched into orbit, and in the coming years we're going to be enhancing that system with more satellite launched into orbit for regional navigation purpose.
在今后五年，我们还有一个新的亮点，我们就是要发展新技术的试验卫星。
In the coming 5 years, we also have one shining point, which is the development of a technology demonstration satellite.
因为过去我们在航天技术的发展过程当中，由于经费的限制，我们的新技术、我们的新的卫星都是一次就打上去，不经过验证。但是从现在开始，我们的新技术要上卫星，将来上这个工程卫星、正式应用的卫星，都必须要经过技术试验卫星的试验，将来才正式进入应用卫星。
So due to the budget constraints, the previous launching of new technologies has not been well tested. But in the coming years, especially in the future development programs, we will have a technology demonstration satellite that will prove the technology before it's installed into an operational system.
我们计划在今后五年要发射两到三颗这种技术试验卫星，主要是用来发射高精度、高可靠性的新技术试验卫星和我们自己国产的一些元器件，要试验卫星。
We are planning to launch 2 to 3 satellites in the coming 5 years for satellite technology demonstrations. These will be focusing on new technologies, also national-made parts and components, and subsystems demonstrations.
在今后的5到10年，我们一个发展的一个重点在空间科学方面，主要是要研制发射鹰 X 射线望远镜，包括空间太阳望远镜，还有反飞式空间科学研究的卫星。
In the coming 5 to 10 years, we'll be focusing on the three areas, which is in space science programs. The first one is hard X-ray observation system. The second is the solar telescope, and the third one is the recoverable satellite series.
同时，我们要开展拉格朗日点的观测，也叫夸父计划啊。这个这样子的关键技术的研究。
And we're also establishing our L point observation for the solar system, or we will call it the Chinese program 夸父。
我刚才提到的鹰 X 射线望远镜、空间太阳望远镜，包括夸父计划这些，我们现在正在中国的科学家正在抓紧论证。
As I said, the hard X-ray program and the solar observation program, as well as the L-band Kwafu observation system, are intensively certified or reviewed in China for budget purpose.
So, 今后的5到10年，中国要在空间科学，就是对太阳系的认识这方面，我们要大踏步前进。
In the coming 5 to 10 years, we will make our significant steps in solar system understandings.
所以这个详细的我在这里不做介绍了，每一个项目。
I would not go into details for each of the specific programs.
中国的这个反飞式卫星是一个非常成熟的技术，到目前为止我们已经发射了20几个反飞式卫星。
For the recoverable satellites in China, we have a very mature technologies. We have launched more than 20 satellites for recoverable satellites.
但是我们还要继续保持这样一个技术，主要是将来用来进行微重力试验、微重力的科学试验。
But But we will hope to maintain that age, especially for doing microgravity tests.
今年我们要发射一颗返回式卫星，主要是用来航天日种，就是农业的种子，包括草种这些。今年我们要发射这么一颗卫星。
This year we will be launching a recoverable satellite called Space Seeding Program, which is sending seeds of agricultural and vegetables, vegetations into orbit and recover those seeds.
我们经过从八十年代开始，我们就进行这个农作物、蔬菜，包括植物。包括生物的进行这方面的这个研究，通过返回式卫星已经取得了很重要的进展。
We have started, in fact, these programs as early as 1980s, and we have sending seeds of vegetables and plants, and especially and also biotechnology tests have been conducted using recoverable satellites.
它对农作物增长、产量的增长，对蔬菜提高蔬菜的这个品质。等等这方面有显著的成效。
It has significant influence and in the cultivation and yielding of agricultural products and vegetables.
我记得拉萨有一位原来在拉萨工作，现在他在联合国外空司工作，一个多克德里在工作，到中国去参观了我们这些，他感觉到很惊奇，取得了这么多成就。
I remember when Dr. Lee used to work in NASA, now works in UN, and he was surprised to see these products.
我曾经问过他，我说美国的这个空间技术非常的发达，我说你们为什么没有开展这方面的研究？
I asked him, you have many mature technologies in US, why didn't you start this program?
他跟我讲研究了，但是方向不一样。
He said they have started research, but it was a different direction.
从美，当然他这个说法不一定是准确的。他告诉我，美国主要是从纯科学上去进行研究，中国是为了要解决我们的实际问题，要解决农业的问题，解决蔬菜的问题，解决水果的问题等等。我们的研究方向是往这个方向去研究。
He said probably U.S. was conducting this research on scientific purpose and directions, but in China we have this program to resolve our shortage in vegetables and agricultural products.
后来他当场就决定要请中国的科学家专家到联合国去做报告。所以我们到联合国做了报告。
So he invited the Chinese experts to make reports in the United Conference, UN Conference.
所以这项工作我们一定要坚持把它做下去，将来为解决这个将来社会的这个发展，包括这个农业、蔬菜、水果等等，应该说是都会有显著的这个效益。
So we will continue this effort to resolve social programs, problems, including agricultural problems in vegetables and fruits.
这个在今后几年，我们一段时间，中国会把发展空间技术的应用放在非常重要的地位。
In the coming years, we will also focusing on space technology development.
今天因为在这里和美国朋友交谈，我也很坦率说，我们在应用这方面还是做得不够的。
And today I'm very being very frank to my American friends. In space applications, we need to do a lot.
应该说在过去的几十年当中，我们把重点放在了发展空间技术这个重点上面，而对应用这方面来讲，我们有所忽视。
In the past years we have been focusing on space technology development and we have isolated space applications.
但是从现在来讲，我们更加认识到空间技术的应用是至关重要的，我们的目的应该说潜在于应用。
Now we have realized that the space technology application is more important, and our target should be in the application area.
它对促进社会的发展，促进经济的发展，具有极其重要的作用。
It has many important impact on social and economic development.
我曾经看过研究报告，据说美国的一个美元的投入，它对产生的这个经济效益是一比十四。当然我不知道准确不准确，我是看参考，看这个参考资料上看到的。
I have read from some reports that every dollar invested into space, it was a return of $14 in space activities. I'm not sure if these figures are correct.
So we
can understand space technology and its application is very important to social economic development.
这个在今后啊，我们要更要加强国际的这个合作和交流。
And in the future, we will continue to have extensive international cooperations.
大家知道，中国现在我们是从70年代末期开始。
We have in fact started our reform and opening 20 years ago, and we are getting more and more opened.
所以今天我刚才上午到拉萨访问的时候，我就谈我的感受。我80年代到美国来的时候，我感觉到美国很开放，但是后来90年代后来来的时候，我感觉到中国更开放了。
This morning I was talking to NASA administrator, and I said my first visit to U.S. was in 1980, and at that time I found U.S. was very open, and in the 90s, and now it's the other way around.
一个国家只有开放它才会发展，才会进步，封闭就是落后，它就会退步。
I think one country, if it's open, it will have progress and prosperity. And if it's closed, then it's going to be left behind.
我们国家建国时间不是很长，1949年到现在50多年时间，一半时间是处在一个封闭状态，所以应该说从50年代到70年代这一段时间，我们的开放都是很低的，所以那段时间的发展很慢，从80年代到现在，我们的发展速度是非常快。我看一个经验。 就是要开放, open, open.
And we have established our new China since 1949, and in the 50s and 70s we have been very close, but after 1980s we are very open, and in the 50s and 70s we have very slow developing pace, but after the 1980s we have achieved substantial progress on development, so a country should be open.
我们的合作的原则是相互尊重、互利合作、和平应用、共同发展。The
principle of our cooperation is mutual benefit and mutual respect and for common progress.
这个在今后一段时间，中国还将实施几项重大的工程，这也是我们航天发展的几项重大工程。
In the coming years, we will be implementing a few major space programs.
这个大家知道，我们的载人航天已经进行了6次飞船的发射，2次载人，4次无人。这一项工程，我们还将继续进行下去。
For the Chinese manned mission, we have completed 6 flights with 2 manned mission and 4 unmanned mission.
我们随后几年也要进行宇航员舱外作业。
And in the coming years, we also be preparing for the EVA of the astronauts.
我看对美国来说，你们非常成熟了这个技术，宇航员经常会。今天上午我参观这个参观的时候，我也看到这个宇航员修这个哈勃望远镜。我看对你们习以为常，但是对我们来说，还有一些技术我们需要取得突破。
And this technology is very mature in U.S. And this morning I visited the Goddard Center, and the repairment of Hubble telescope has been very mature technologies. But to us, it's something new.
我们也要建立空间实验室，开展空间科学的研究。
But we will continue our effort, including building our own space lab.
这个第二个大工程，我们就是月球探测工程。
The second major mission is the Lunar Exploration Mission.
这个月球探测工程我们启动有几年了，明年预计我们要发射第一颗对月球的探测卫星。
We have started this program a few years ago, and next year we will be launching the first lunar mission satellite.
第一阶段来说，我们主要还是要集中对月球的探测。 着陆和返回, 这一阶段都是无人的。
The first stage will be focusing on the lunar orbiter, the landing of the orbiter onto the surface, and the sample return missions. These are all unmanned missions.
我们计划要花十多年时间来完成这个第一阶段的任务。
We plan to have more than a decade time to complete these missions.
当然我们也正在要研究考虑下一步的这个对月球探测的这个计划。
Of course, we are studying the next step of our lunar mission.
所以我们中国的这个航天目前大致的这个情况，我就是给大家介绍这么一些情况。
So these are some of the generic introduction of our space activities in the past and the future.
我们还面临很多困难。We're
still facing many difficulties.
发展航天是一个高风险、高投入的这么一个行业。
Space is a highly risky with high investment.
中国是一个发展中的国家，我们还不可能拿出更多的钱来开展更大规模的这个航天的这个宏伟的航天的这个发展计划。
China as a developing country is limited and constrained by its funding for more ambitious program.
总的来讲，我们把立足点放在中国发展航天，首先是满足我们自身的经济和社会发展的需要。
Our focusing is on national social economic development.
这是我们一个最基本的原则。That's
our basic principle.
所以我跟大家介绍就是这么一些情况。 这个大家有什么问题，欢迎大家提出来，我愿意回答大家的一些问题。
I completed my presentation, and if there's any questions, I'm more than willing to answer that.
谢谢大家。
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Liu, for an introduction. It was quite impressive, and I think many of us here discovered the breadth of the Chinese space program. Now we're going to take some questions. We have time, so the floor is yours.
Yes?
You mentioned the new family of launch vehicles that you're developing and the date of 2010 for the first flight. Is that going to be the Long March 5, the heavy lift version? I wondered if you could comment on how that
那个新的运载火箭，你说2010年发射，那个是不是长征五号运载火箭？是重型运载火箭吗？就是它的这个目前发展，就是开发的情况怎么样？能不能再介绍一下？这个火箭的名字还没有给它起，我们就叫它新一代运载火箭。 但是您说的对，是一个重型运载火箭，因为它的推力，我们说最大的推力可以达到1060吨。它的刚才我前面讲了，它的有效载荷介静止轨道是15吨，这个低轨道可以达到25吨，应该说是一个重型运载火箭。
We haven't named that launch vehicle yet. We currently still call it new generation launch vehicle. It is a heavy lifting launch vehicle with total thrust up to 1,060. Tons, and that can lift 25 metric tons into low Earth orbit, and we call that heavy lifting launch vehicle.
这个它的发动机的技术，我们全部已经攻关，已经基本上取得了突破。主要是没有液氧煤油发动机120吨的推力的，还有50吨氢氧的这两种发动机，我们已经取得了突破性的进展了，已经正式转入工程研制。
The development of the engine technology have been completed. With technology, we'll be using liquid kerosene as fuel, with thrust up to 120 tons per engine. And we also completed the research on hydrogen and oxygen engine with 50 tons of thrust.
其他的一些关键技术，我们也相继取得了突破。但是还有一些技术还正在研究之中。
All technologies, key technology, have been completed the development, and still we need some more detailed development before the launch.
对我们来说，这个跨度是比较大，从3.35米要跨度到5米来说，对我们也还是有难度的。
But this has been a big step for us from the diameter of the launcher from 3.35 to 5 meters. Thank you.
Yes?
We have a very robust program.
Let me give you the microphone one moment.
Many satellites in development right now. Could you say something about your total investment annually in the space program?
看到卫星发展非常蓬勃， 那你这个国家的总经费每年是多少钱？
我们用在， 因为中国的这个经费， 我们日算这个体制， 是有些复杂， 我可以给你一个大致的这个数， 但不是非常的准确， 不像拉萨的日算非常的准确。
In China, we have a very complicated budgeting system. So I could just give you a rough figure. It's not like NASA figure.
我们大概是每年 40亿人民币左右， 这样子的一个每年的日算， 人民币， 那也就是说5亿美元左右。
It's about 4 billion renminbi, which is about 500 million US dollars per year.
所以这个数是一个 very small.
The figure is very small.
Yeah.
Some time ago, China expressed interest in cooperating in the International Space Station program. Do you still have any interest in that for the future?
一段时间之前，中国表示希望参加国际空间站的合作。 现在在未来计划里面还没有，有没有这个考虑？
对这个参加空间站，我们一直是有兴趣的。
For ISS cooperation, we have always been interested.
这个入门证现在我们还没有拿到。
We don't have the ticket yet. 您刚才提到月球返回样品返回的这个问题，那就是样品返回的采样地点有没有确定？那您今天跟这个格瑞芬局长有没有谈关于中国和美国探月计划的合并问题？
我们目前呢还没有确定这个采样的这个地点，因为我们现在要等这个第一颗卫星上去，要对这个地这个热貌啊要进行这个勘探。 将来选择好这个合适的这个地点才能够确定，应该说目前没有确定。和拉萨这个会谈，目前还没有谈及到具体的这个项目，还没有谈及到。
We're currently on the first step, which is a lunar orbiter, and that is the current stage we will take, and we will be using that stage, which is the orbiter, to observe the lunar surface, to allocate or to decide where to sample. And we have not decided where to sample yet. And our discussion with NASA has not been extended to projects yet.
Can you build all of the elements of your launch satellites from material you get in China, or do you have to buy components elsewhere?
所有中国产的卫星 他们是不是所有零部件都由中国生产的，还是由其他地方购买？
我们现在是这样子的，就是有些零部件也是采购的，也是在国外采购一些零部件。目前应该说是将来我们有一些卫星不需要向国外采购，但是有一部分还是需要，人员还是要向国外采购一些零部件。
We do have outsourced components from other countries, and in the future we try to make a pure Chinese satellite, but still we need to outsource certain components.
Presentation, the priority that you're placing on the application of space technology because of the
the impacts that that has on social and economic development. What is the policy rationale behind your manned program and your lunar exploration program?
您刚才多次提到空间应用促进社会经济发展，那么您这个发展载人航天和探月到底后面是什么动力？驱动力？什么驱使你们搞这两个项目？哦，这两项和应用有什么关系？对对对，这个发展载人这个技术，包括我们这个探月工程，这个目前我们主要还是一个方面的一个从工程技术，我们要取得突破。 另外一个从科学、空间科学这方面，我们要进行这个研究。
For space activities, especially our manned mission and lunar exploration missions, these are programs that is focusing on technology innovations and development, and we also categorize these as space science missions.
你比方说，我们的这个在，比方说我们现在进行一些载人工程，我们也可以进行一些。 除了科学研究之外，刚才我已经提到了，包括生物的这些研究，包括这个农作物的一些种子的这些研究，这些都是对这个社会经济发展很有帮助的。And
for our manned mission, as I mentioned, besides these purely manned missions and technology development, we also have biological tests and agriculture programs that has been merged into these manned attended laboratory experiments.
像月球这个探索，从近期看它是科学的一个研究，但是从更远期来讲，我想它的应用前景也是非常好的。In
the lunar exploration, in the near future, we would see that only in technologies and exploration purpose. But in the future, there is a potential of applications in the lunar exploration program.
您能描述一下您跟伽利略，欧洲伽利略合作的这个性质吗？目前我们跟伽利略的这个合作主要是在应用将来这个导航应用这方面，在中国进行这个合作，没有在空间的这个卫星、空间盾这方面我们没有进行合作。
Our cooperation with Galileo with Europeans are only focusing on the application of the navigation system in China. We have not done any joint research and development technology in the space segment. 您在描述众多开展的项目之中呢，您认为未来就是未来在国际合作这方面哪个项目是最优先的项目？应该说我们没有排队，比方说我们跟巴西的这个合作。 我们80年的默契就合作，一个合作10多年了，合作得非常的成功。所以像这样子的合作的话，它是一个又是一个应用型的这个合作，它应该说是我们是，在实际当中我们也是排在一个很优先的这个地位。像跟俄罗斯的合作、欧洲的这些合作，应该说我们都是比较优先的这些地位。 We have not even prioritized each of these programs for international cooperation purpose. However, we have implemented the CBS program with Brazilians since the 1980s. So we and also it's an application system. So we would consider in practice that would be one of the priorities. And also our cooperation with Russia and Europe would be also priorities.
所以严格来讲是在这种国际合作当中，我们没有去排队。 关键是根据经费落实的情况，根据这个项目的这个紧急的这个程度，一般是根据这些情况来考虑，一般都没有去排队。
We have in the international cooperation arena, we have not prioritized each of the programs, but depending on the funding and the demand, we will prioritize the programs.
commercial purposes?
有没有考虑月球资源进行这个商业开发的问题？
回答一下吧。我请我们那个吴季先生回答，因为他是负责这个空间科学这方面的事情。
I have Professor Ji Wu to answer that. He is an expert on space science area.
Okay. As Mr. Loga has answered that lunar exploration mission in China is a science mission. So at the moment we are only concentrate on scientific objectives. And whether it can be the resources on the moon can be used for further development of human beings' use, it remains a big scientific question whether it can be developed. So at the moment, we are just making a survey and to make a remote sensing, get information on the surface of the moon. So there's no discussion on commercial use of the surface of the resources.
Yes, Yan again.
The human spaceflight programs of the United States and Russia have both trained and flown astronauts in other countries. Would you see your human spaceflight program doing that in the future?
美国和俄罗斯载人航天计划都有培训其他国家宇航员的计划，中国有没有呢？
目前我们没有培训这个外国宇航员的这个计划，但是我们也在考虑之中。
Currently, we do not have that being implemented, but we are currently considering that possibility.
好 ，thank you. I mean, I think you are all impressed by the.By this presentation of the Chinese space program. I know that for me it was quite a discovery when last 2 weeks ago I went to China and to Beijing, and what I realized there is that China has caught the space bug and so there is a lot of energy, as Dr. Amri was saying. What's interesting to notice too is that despite ITAR regulations that were that follows the Cox report in 1999, China was able to make significant progress and develop its case capabilities across the board. Do you want to translate?
那个我两周前去中国，看到的东西跟您今天讲的是不是太一样？因为我那两周前看的只是一个航天白皮书。那么九九年开始就用这个ITAR 来限制中国航天发展，那么到目前为止，中国在这个ITAR 的控制之下，也能发展出一套很完善的航天计划。
So now I think that the US is at the crossroad on how to react to the emergence of China as a space power. Many in Congress actually would like to see China like the USSR of the past and to reproduce the Cold War model. This is, of course, an easy way to justify the space program. But if you do so for exploration, what do you do once once you win the race? Do you wait another 45 years? So I don't think it can be the justification for space exploration.
而那个美国面对中国的发展，作为一个航天大国的发展，不能像面对俄罗斯那样，面对俄罗斯那时候可以用这个冷战作为借口来发展航天。那么未来这个怎么发展这个深空探测，要有什么样的说法才能够证明这个是正确的做法，这是很重要的。
There is another solution. The U.S. can also choose to, as a leader, to involve China in space exploration. And we just need to remember the words of President Bush when he said, announcing the new vision for space exploration.But this is not a race, but a journey, and that other nations were invited to join in the spirit of cooperation and friendship. If this is a course which is chosen, it might take some time, but eventually it might be chosen. Effectively, the docking of the Chinese Chengdu to the space station would make sense, just like Apollo Soyuz was making sense in the middle of the Cold War, except we are not in the Cold War again.And there would be, of course, some very, very valuable opportunities for the space station itself, because as you know, the shuttle is going to be retired in 2010. The CEV will be operational in 2014, maybe before, but there might be a gap. And during that gap, if only for the safety of the astronauts, it would be a good idea to have a backup for the Soyuz. And I know that some congressmen started to think in those terms, and I think it would make sense. So this Chinese program is growing. China is making a lot of progress very quick, and the U.S. will need to position itself, I think, very quickly.
在美国布什总统发表演讲就说那个我们这次深空探测不是竞争而是联手，那么在冷战中期呢，这阿波罗和这个联盟号也进行了对接，这是非常有意义的。在美国呢，2010年才开发那个新的CEV那个运载火箭的，2020年才发射，在这之间有很大的这个代沟，那可以通过这段时间呢跟这个神舟进行合作。
So once again, thank you all for coming. As you know, the Chinese delegation stopped in Washington on their way to Colorado Springs, where they will attend the conference organized by the Space Foundation. As usual, the Space Foundation has put together an amazing agenda there in Colorado. Fortunately for us, some of you remain in Washington. So I wanted to tell you that, as John Henry mentioned, this is the first event of our space agenda, Global Space Agenda event. We will organize another event on the 23rd of May, and we will be hosting one of the greatest supporters of the U.S. space leadership, Senator Kibele Hutchinson. So we hope to see some of you there. And in the meantime, I would like to thank again our friend from China and CNSA. And I would like to give a gift from CSIS to Mr. Luo. Thank you for his visit. This is the CSIS
purse.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And everybody is, of course, welcome to stay a little while. There is some food in the corner there, if you want.
Thank you so much. May I please take a picture?
Okay.